born 7 June 1953, moved on today 16 July 2019. South African musician and anthropologist who recorded and performed with his band Jeluka and Savuka. He then decided to go solo, in which he did well locally and internationally. But what do you remember him for? Personally, I remember his smile. Man, he never failed to share a smile. He always, you know, looked curious if you had to meet him for the first time. But it was that curious intelligence. And it all did were kulturige chat, hoe musiek mense by mekaar bring. I remember when I met him for the first time in Bloemfontein at Pakhoffs. And I was doing an interview with him. To vraag hom, what's the best way to solve conflict? And his answer, which is what I was not expecting, his answer was music. Music speaks the same language to different races with different rhythms. He then continued by saying, music is the solution to many problems. Like, literally, I was just standing there like, oh, should I think about the next question over here? Which takes me back to these two songs. One, which specifically became an anthem during Mandela's illness back in 2013. Asim Bonanga, hey man, what a jam. And one which takes me back to the reunion of Johnny Clegg and Savuga with his Zulu dancer Dudu Zulu. And this song actually ripped the international market. Remember the song? Cool, Crazy, Beautiful World. For the last time I actually got to shake his hand and see him live, it was when myself and Barney Simon were banned from the Nedbank Golf Challenge in Sun City. Daarom het ons 'n paar shots gevat met Johnny Clegg, and the bouncers were not entirely impressed with us. Dis al wat ek kan deel. We should blame it on the waves. They literally looked real that day. En rest in vrede, Johnny Clegg, Jenny, Jaron and Jesse. Be strong, guys, because I know you guys loved him to the moon and back. And so did the nation. A man who gave his heart to all, no matter the color of your skin. Now that's a neutral man. One more time to the king of time.